First, we talk through the next few months for the President of the United States. President Biden addressed the nation last evening from behind the Oval Office desk that he will eventually leave behind. He said he dropped his bid for re-election because it was time for a new generation. He said kings and dictators do not rule in America. The people do.
History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith. Keep the faith. And remember who we are.
This had the feeling of a farewell address, but for Biden, it's not quite farewell. Despite some Republican calls for him to resign now, he has 6 months left in office, and Biden spoke of how he would make use of the time. So how much can a lame duck, as people on the way out of the office are called, how much can a lame duck accomplish? Chris Edelson teaches government at American University. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I was listening earlier today to our White House correspondent, Tamara Keith, who said it felt like the oxygen drained out of Biden's presidency as soon as he said he wasn't running for another term. What makes it hard for a president to act toward the end of his time?
Well, I think really what he was going to accomplish has been over since Republicans recaptured the House in the midterm elections. Legislation is not going to get passed, and there's only so much presidents can do unilaterally. Doesn't mean there aren't important things he can do and address. He talked about some of that last night. Probably most essentially foreign policy, judicial appointments, but there's been a limit on what he could do already.
Because Congress already wasn't going to do what he necessarily wanted. Now, this is interesting and useful because one of the things he talked about is Supreme Court reform. This sounds like something that Democrats would like, but that a president probably cannot do.
Exactly. And as you were saying, the oxygen left his presidency when he said he was dropping out of the race. That's may puts him in even a harder situation. But what he can do, and what he clearly wants to do, is support Vice President Harris and her candidacy and try to set priorities for Democrats if they do maintain the White House and if they gain control of Congress. And if they do those things, they could enact things like Supreme Court reform that he's talking about.
Ah, so he can call attention on what could happen next year, depending on the election results. Does a president have a lot of power to help his would-be successor win?
Maybe. I think President Biden is in an unusual situation. We're all in, it's a cliche, but it really is an unprecedented situation to have President Biden dropping out of the race at this point, endorsing his vice president, the vice president. I think he dropped out because he recognized he could not win. So from Vice President Harris's perspective and President Biden's perspective, probably he's going to be limited in terms of what he does. He probably can't do a lot in terms of the campaign, but I think there are things he can do to help her behind the scenes, I'm sure.
There are two things that occur to me when I think back on other lame duck presidencies. The last months of Bill Clinton's term after two terms. He tried one last time for peace in the Middle East in his final days and even hours as president of the United States. I suppose Biden does have some latitude to attempt that.
Absolutely, and that's crucial probably in the context of this election as well as from a moral and geopolitical perspective. I think, of course, of 1968 as well. Also sort of a cliche, but it's a comparison. A very tumultuous year where the president, this is similar to what's happening now, Lyndon Johnson, the sitting president, was running for president, dropped out. There's some important differences, though. Johnson did not immediately endorse the vice president, who also, like Harris, was running, Hubert Humphrey. Very contentious Democratic nominating process. There was violence at the Chicago Convention. Vice President Humphrey was booed at speeches. The party was deeply divided. What Harris has going for her is her rollout has gone, I would say, as well as anyone could have expected, and the party is really united behind her.
I guess we should mention another thing that Bill Clinton did, which was oversee the dispute over the 2000 election. And I remember him saying, don't worry, we've still got a president while we try to sort this out. It's not impossible to imagine Biden in that role again.
Well, I hope not. That was, of course, a very difficult time. But that, of course, Clinton was a unique situation, too. What was hard for Gore was Clinton had been impeached. So Biden may have gained some sympathy from the way he's left the race, and perhaps that's something that will help Harris in a way that Clinton really did not help Gore during the 2000 campaign.
Chris Edelson of American University, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.